Now, there is nothing in the world more wonderful than the sound of a woman whimpering in the dark. Go still and go quiet. I'll find you yet. What brought you here, girl? What brought you to my cave? Was it the tale of hidden treasures? A sack of rubies tucked away by bandits? A chest of gold left by the dwarves? Chains of twice-blessed silver binding the limbs of a long-dead demon? Which one was it that brought you here? To me. They're just stories, girl. Legends. Lies. I whisper them on the night wind, into the cracks of shutters and through chinks in the walls. The people huddling inside their huts and hovels hear my stories and spread them. Boredom is a disease that your kind tries to cure with fantasies and fairy tales. You humans are the only creatures in the world that can be baited by nothing more than breath and promises. Oh, what's this here at the mouth of this one? A shoe. Is it yours? Finely made with a silver buckle. You're not some roving treasure hunter, then. They stomp around in heavy boots. And you're not from one of the farms. No one there could waste silver to adorn a shoe. You're one of the young women from the manor house. Or perhaps one of the big mansion homes in the village. But then you'd have no need of gold or jewels. So what else was it? Was it my other lie? A fairy tale? An enchanted grotto with a magic pool? A pool whose waters reflect back an image of the person you will marry? Oh, did you come here for a glimpse of love? Silly girl, better to keep with gold. At least gold endures. There's a few other shoes, a couple further on. Here's the other shoe, a few steps further on. Dangling here, a candle. Wax, not tallow. You are definitely a merchant's daughter. It's sweet that you left these clues for me. A trail of breadcrumbs, leading me closer and closer to you. How very kind. Was it scary when your shoe brushed against the first strand of web? Or did you find it simply annoying? Inconvenient. The way it would stretch, then tug back. Did you think you could break free with a hard pull? Instead, you pulled your foot right out of your shoe. Did that make you stumble? Step back into another strand? Is that how you lost the second one? The floor of my cave would feel cool and sandy beneath your stocking feet. Very different than the thick rugs of your home. You must have held the candle high to examine the ground. I don't wear the other strands of web dangling from the ceiling. It's lucky your hand wasn't caught, or we'd be facing each other right now. You could have gone back, of course. I'm sure you realize that now. But maybe the candle was snuffed out. It's so easy to get turned around in the dark. You must have been scared then. Frozen, with indecision. Listening for some hint at the right direction. But you're too deep in the cave for moonlight to reach and sound echoes herein. Misleading ways. How many heartbeats passed before you took your next step? And how far did you get before? Such a pretty dress hanging here. I can see where you brushed my webs with your shoulder. And here at the hip. Did you drop to your knees to wiggle out of it? I can picture that. You on your knees, naked. Now save your stockings and underthings. I bet they're white, aren't they? Plain and prim, as would benefit a proper young woman. Is your fear growing now? Did you realize you'd been moving in the wrong direction? Deeper into the darkness? You can't see in this darkness, but I can. You don't see how the passage splits in two, four more, winding about, taking you farther and farther from the entrance. Which tunnel did you blunder into? Where are you, girl? You can't have gone far. I've spun my strands thicker the deeper you go. There's that whimper again. You couldn't contain it. This way then. Down this narrow throat of stone. There you are. And in white, just as I suspected. Run right into one of my fullest webs. It snagged your feet first, didn't it? Your pretty little stocking feet. Oh, that must have been horrifying to feel my strands catch and wrap and bind you, gluing you to the spot. Did you scream? I know you did. You screamed while you pulled and twisted, all alone in the dark. And then you fell backwards, didn't you? But never hit the ground. My web caught you, cradled you, gripped you tight and sticky. I can see you fought, bucked and clawed and enmeshed yourself more and more. And here you are now, trapped, stuck, helpless. Any other arachne would spin you up in her webs and drag you away to her larder. But I'm not that common. And a woman who wears silver buckles on her shoes deserves special attention. You know what my bite does, don't you? My venom softens bones and melts orgasms. An arachne's bite is terrifying. But an arachne's kiss, my helpless girl, is another thing. It softens the will, melts away resistance. Though I lied about the enchanted grotto and its pool, there is still magic in my cave, in my kiss. There. Do you feel it? Liquid arousal on your lips, your tongue. It takes effect quickly, doesn't it? Spreading through your body. Your nipples are going hard through your underblouse. Your thighs clenching. But be careful not to move too much. The more you move, the more tightly wrapped you'll become. We wouldn't want that now, would we? Yes, hold yourself still. Fight the desire that's taking hold of you. Don't move, my pretty. I'm going to use the tip of one of my legs to cut away those boxy little panties of yours. Very interesting. Your thighs are smooth atop your stockings and your cunt glistening, as sticky as my webs. Let me kiss you here, too. You buck. That's dangerous, girl. My webs stretch when you pull against them, but fold about you when you relax back. You're caught even tighter than before. And should you become too enmeshed, too much like prey, I may not be able to keep my hunger in check. Because you do taste wonderful. Let me have another lick. Don't move. Delicious. I want more. More whimpers. A fear of pleasure. Is there a difference anymore? You're trying to hold yourself so still for me. Smart girl, every quiver, every shiver will draw my web more tightly around you. You'll be cocooned in a sticky, unbreakable embrace. So don't move. Don't move. Don't move, pretty girl. Don't move. Watching you resist, watching you trying to keep still, it's making me wet. What if I press my tongue here? Oh, you arch. But as you fall back, you sink deeper, stick tighter. And now you understand the delicious torture of my strands, the difference between trying to keep still and being unable to move as I do this. Poor silly trapped girl, binded by the dark, binded by desire, glued and gummed in my sticky webs, lips on your cunt, my deep tongue inside of you. I'm going to come. I'm going to come. Come with me, girl. Come with me. My pretty, trapped prey, so unable to move, to escape, to get out. No one will know where you've gone. No one will know where you are. Yes, yes. Look at you, straining against the grip of my legs. If you were free, you'd be thrashing and bucking. Good girl, come with me. Oh, my pretty little thing. Wrapped tight in that sticky softness, staring helplessly into the dark. Is that a web fallen across your mouth? Can you not even scream anymore? I think I'll leave you like this. We'll play again later. My silly stocking-footed girl. You came here chasing a fairy tale and made it come true. Now there really is a treasure hidden deep within my cave.